here.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you perfect now.
All right, good, good. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. You know what I mean? We just at the crib, just chilling.
Just chilling, you and the fam?
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy out, and you know, us Californians, when it get gloomy out, we don't really... I mean, I got some stuff to do today, but you know what I mean? I'm just chilling in the crib watching my little man. He watching cartoons right now.
Oh, man. We are definitely going to talk about you and the family because Lovin' Hip Hop Hollywood has kind of given us an inside look to everything that's happening with Omarion. And I think that... Yeah. I don't know if that's been difficult for you, just kind of letting them in and seeing everything that's happening with the family and with your mom and April. Was that difficult to kind of let them in and expose them to everything going on?
No, honestly, I commit, you know. I did have some preconceived notions, you know what I'm saying, about the show and what type of attention that we would get. But I knew that if we could just keep our storyline authentic, you know, we could bring a different validity to, you know, Love and Hip Hop. Because I was just watching the Love and Hip Hop New York trailer, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like a sitcom. I don't know about it. This is crazy.
Right.
But the experience for us has been great. You know what I mean? Like, it's so cool to be a young man and, you know, to show other young men, like, yo, you know, you can have a family and you can swag and you can still focus on your business. You don't have to be having 3 girls and, you know what I'm saying? Like, life doesn't have to be that way. That's not the definition of cool. The definition of cool is, like, having your stuff together. You know what I'm saying? And being able to, you know, keep a space where you can focus, you know, on one thing at a time. So, you know, I think it was great. It was a great experience. I'm so happy with Mona and everybody that, you know, the producers that kept our storyline authentic.
You know what? I think you did a great job, man, with portraying that and showing everyone how you're holding it down as a man for your career and your family. And I really think that for that episode, when you guys let the cameras into one of the most intimate moments, and that was you and April, as you guys gave birth at home to your child, I think that every pregnant woman was probably sitting there, or even once I had a baby, like, did you do that for me? Or you going to hold me down like Omarion did? Because he held it down. Okay. Had every woman giving their man the side eye, for real. Like, I'm going to need you to do that for me.
You know? No, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that we were able to show that because, you know, that was something that April had to be comfortable and confident with as well because, you know, when she, you know, found out all the information that she found out as far as, you know, about childbirthing and all of that and how it's like a real big, you know, business, you know, for doctors and certain anesthetic, you know what I mean?
Right.
Processes that you don't even have to go through and they don't really give you options with that. Like, I thought it was so cool that I had a girl that wanted to give, you know, the public information on the importance of, you know, if you can, you know, because, you know, some women can't, but if you can, you know, like, have a home birth. It's beautiful. You know, like, that's what women's body are, you know, are for. You know, you guys cultivate life. And it was so cool that, you know, she felt comfortable enough to do that.
Absolutely. And you have two very strong women in your life, of course, April and your mom. Ooh. And fortunately, they were able to get their differences and come together for Mega, of course. And it was a great look for you guys.
Man, I'm so happy that, you know, we were able to come through, you know, that situation. And now, you know, their relationship is even different. You know, it's so cool because, like, I know so many, you know, so many of my dogs that's going through that. Like, yo, my mom's just really be tripping. Like, woo. So it was cool to be you know, inspirational in that aspect because at the end of the day, you know, things don't fix themselves overnight, but you have to really make a valid effort in changing it if you want to have a happy life. You know what I mean? Happy life. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. We don't got no time for no drama.
Absolutely. You guys did a great job in bringing that all together. So I guess at the reunion, you and April were pretty much just popping popcorn watching the show because you guys had like the least drama throughout the whole reunion. You know what I mean? So you guys could kind of kick back and just watch the show.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Have you cultivated some strong relationships with castmates on the show? I know that you and Fizz, of course, had your relationship prior to the show. Did you form some strong friendships or anything with any of the other castmates?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to because they like to, you know, conduct actually they keep us separate and we can't really like cultivate certain relationships because, you know, they have their way of doing things. But, you know, at the reunion, it's always all cool to see everybody. But it's weird because they put you in a position to feel like, you know, somebody going to come for you.
Right.
So it's always kind of like on your square, like, okay, you know what I mean? You know, okay, you know what I'm saying? So we don't always get the opportunity and the chance to just, like, all go and hang out. I think the only time we did that was in the beginning process, and that was, like, one time. And then after that, you know, we don't really see each other.
Right, right. So you guys made it through this season pretty much unscathed. Are you down for to do another season?
Well, you know, we are going to probably, you know, start negotiations really soon. But I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I would love to be a part of it, you know, if they are willing, you know, to show me in the same aspect that they've shown me. But it's like, it's always a little tricky.
Right.
You never really know what people might say. You
right.
never really know what people might think that they know. So it's kind of like, I don't know. We'll have to see, though.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to come out clean. But you guys...
Whoa, sure is.
You did a great job this season. I don't know if anybody else has really come through a season of Love and Hip Hop as clean as you and April did.
Right.
But we're definitely just so happy to see you in that light as a new father, being a great man to your woman. And 92Q.com, we have new baby photos, and Mega's got your eyes and a lot of his mom in him. And he is just absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Man, he's so handsome. I'm looking at him, I'll be like, dang, I made you? How did I do that?
Yes, I definitely see you in him. And so now you have this balancing act because, of course, with Holding Down the Family, you are back with a new album. And I'm excited because just you with your solo career alone, you came with hits. So I'm definitely excited
Thank
about
you.
This new album.
Yeah, Sex Playlist is the album.
Now.
You know, and I always like to tell people, it's all about connecting. You know, I feel like that's what's missing from music. You know, music brings us together, but what's the next step to that? It's all about connecting. And Sex Playlist is that soundtrack. You know, when you're intimate with someone, that is the ultimate connection. You know, you get to learn that person better than you learn anyone else when you're in that moment. So I just wanted to provide something that I feel like was missing from music. You know, like, we got to connect again, y'all. You know, it's all about love. It's all about making love. And you got to listen. You know, that's why I always like to promote to you know, men. Like, yo, if you just listen, she'll tell you everything you need to know. And it's not just, you know, a physical thing. You know, it's cerebral. You know, you got to be her friend, her best friend, her father, you know, you know what I mean? Her brother. You have to be all of those things. And when you are, you'll understand what it means to connect with someone.
Her father, too, huh? Okay, Omarion.
Oh, yeah, you got to be the daddy. But sometimes, you know, she gets too excited. Hey, don't do that.
Rein it in.
My bad.
Pull it back.
You feel me?
So I guess the title of the album pretty much speaks for itself. This is the must-have soundtrack for the bedroom.
Word. But you know, I always like to tell people too. You know what I mean? Like, even if you don't have anyone, you know, it's some information in there that allows you to connect with yourself. You know what I mean? Because if you can't connect with yourself, then you can't connect with someone else. So just listen to Sex Playlist. It's available for download now. And, you know, get that album, y'all.
That new single, Post to Be, Chris Brown, Janae Aiko.
Going up.
Yeah, man.
Going up.
Yeah, big buzz with those two right now, and I love that song. Jeremiah, Rick Ross also on the album.
Yep.
I'm excited about having some new Omarion music on the radio. And now that you...
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a minute, right?
Okay, hey, seriously. Digital release only, December 2nd it drops, so that's available right now. Get that, Sex Playlist. And, you know, yep. I said that you made it through the Love and Hip Hop reunion unscathed, but I should have said almost, because I do have a question for you now. That naked selfie did really look a whole lot like you in the face and everything. Now, I mean, it looked a whole lot like you, Omarion.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think some parts of it are me. You know what I mean? I don't know about all the parts.
Not all the parts, but some.
Some parts. Yeah, some of the parts are me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some of the parts of me. But I don't know about all of them. I can't really speak on if it's all me. I don't know if it's all. You know what I mean?
Okay, because, of course, you know, April's the expert. I'm not an expert. I've never been that up close and personal with you, Omarion. But just looking at the photos, I said that looks a lot like, you know, yeah, touch. Okay, it just looks.
Well, you know what I say? I say that, you know, even when you're getting, you know, a picture of me, you know what I'm saying? My lady only knows the temperature of me.
Hey.
And of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You're still only getting, you know, a halfway perspective.
Okay. Well, if you want the full perspective, get that album, Sex Playlist, online.
Word up.
Right
word
now.
Up.
That soundtrack for the bedroom, you need that in your life. Chris Brown, Jhené Aiko, Jeremiah, Rick Ross, you heard, okay?
Yeah.
Excited about this new Omarion music, man, and I appreciate you so much taking the time while you're at home chilling with the fam in this gloomy California weather, giving us a few minutes
right
to have some fun. I appreciate that.
Thank you.